The text for this morning's message, as you see it in your bulletins, comes from the Old Testament lesson, Isaiah chapter 2, and especially these words. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Come, O house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Thus far the text. My dear friends in Christ, so you've had a weekend of Thanksgiving and family, so I know what you want now. Quiet. Peace and quiet, right? Family is great in small doses. Everybody wants peace. Maybe you want peace on a grander scale than that. Maybe it's not just a matter of a quiet household. Maybe it's a matter of a quiet life, a quiet world. It's a noble desire. It's one I have. I'm tired of the skirmishes. I'm tired of the hatred. I'm tired of the anger. I'm tired of the disputes. I'm tired of the racism and any other ism that causes division among peoples. I want peace. But there's a problem. I can't do that. You can't do that. Most people want peace. If you were to ask people in the world, probably 99% of the world would say, you know, we really want peace. We know Miss America contestants want that, right? If you could do one thing, what would you bring? World peace. Everybody wants it. But nobody knows how to get it. Because it can't be imposed. You can't force peace. Seems kind of strange, right, to try and force peace with violence. We've tried it. It doesn't work. They've tried it in the Middle East time and time again. It doesn't work. Peace that is forced, peace that is imposed, is no peace at all. But maybe your concerns this morning aren't so grand. Maybe you're right back to yourself and just saying, you know, I just want peace. I'd like to have a week. I'd settle for a day of just being at peace with the world. At peace with all the people I'm in relationship with. At peace with everything within myself. Just peace. People seek it all the time. And they try lots of ways of getting there. One of the most popular ways of getting or finding peace today is to look within yourself. They say if you can find a place to just get calm within yourself, you'll have peace. If you ever saw the movie Phenomenon, John Travolta's having a terrible time of it. There's something going on with him, and he's got all these powers all of a sudden, and it's causing this disquiet within himself. But suddenly, halfway through the movie, he finds this rhythm as he's watching the trees. He finds this peace. He finds it within himself. We live in a culture that will teach you can find peace within yourself. You just have to put the right elements together. There was a young woman who was raised in a mainline Christian denomination, but somehow she just didn't have peace, so she began to try all these different things, from transcendental meditation to the Buddhist chants to Hinduism to Islam to everything else, and finally she couldn't find in any one of them everything she needed for peace. So she decided for herself she was going to take the best elements of all those different religions, put them together, create her own home altar, and have a religion of peace. It worked for a while. But she discovered something in doing that too. None of those things ever really answered her guilt, her sin. They may give her moments of quiet, moments of being able to just distance herself from the world around her, but they never brought peace. Still, other people will seek peace in financial security. You know, if I could just get this mortgage taken care of, if I could just get these bills paid, if I could just get that far ahead, that much put away in savings, then I would be at peace. Really? Does it work that way? Here's the problem. None of that is stable. Suppose you get your home paid for, and something dramatic happens, something drastic happens. Suppose you've invested all your savings into a retirement in the stock market. We know how that's gone over the last few years, right? Even if you've invested in your home, how's your home now compared to 2 years ago? There's no financial security that can actually bring you peace. Not actually. because it's unstable and changing all the time. Maybe the answer for you is just to not worry about the world around you. You know, I can find peace if I can just live and let live. I've got my life, they've got theirs. Does that sound familiar to you? Is that being sold today? There were two men who were really having a hard time finding peace. And their jobs were just so stressful. The one man's name was John. And John went and he talked to his therapist, and the therapist says, well, what do you like to do, John? He says, well, I like to work with my hands. So the therapist says, well, John, here's what you need to do. You need to just build something. What do you enjoy building? He says, well, I really like working with stone. Well, why don't you build a wall? Just build a wall, John, and that'll have something you can just do outside of yourself and give you some peace. So John did this, and he worked for day after day after day, and he built this long stone wall. And he was so happy with it. And he'd get in his car to drive to work in the morning, and he'd look over at that stone wall next to his house, and it just set him up for his day. Bill had the same problem. He had a very stressful job. And he really couldn't find anything that would bring him peace, so he saw his therapist, and the therapist says, well, what gives you comfort? What lets you release some of that energy? He says, well, I like to break things. You see it coming? So Bill began to break stones, and he ran out of stones in his yard, and wouldn't you know it, there was this great stone wall right next to his house. Live and let live doesn't work. Eventually, we're going to clash. You know why? Because you're a sinner. Well, I am too, but you're a sinner. You're a sinner, and therefore, because we are sinners living in a sinful world, our ideas, our wants, our desires are always going to be at opposite ends at times. We're going to contradict each other. We're going to have problems. There will be times without peace. None of it works. None of it. You can't find peace by piecing together your own religion. You can't find peace by relying on your checkbook. And you cannot find peace by simply let live and live and let live. It doesn't work. You know what works? You know what works? It works because God gives it. It works because God gives peace. Peace can't be imposed. Peace can't be forced. Peace can't be found by looking in ourselves or in the world around us. It has to be given from above. It has to be given from God. And thank God, He gives it. He gives it in His Son, Jesus Christ. He gives it because He loves you. He gives it because He wants it for you. And this peace that God gives isn't in the immediate a peace from war. There will be wars and rumors of wars until Christ returns. But the peace Christ currently gives is a peace that the lady who was putting together her own religion couldn't find. It's a peace that relieves myself from sin and guilt. It's a peace that passes all understanding. It's a peace that comes from God who gives it through the blood of His Son. And it's the peace you need. It really is. The things that keep you up at night, I know you all sleep like babies, but once in a while maybe you have trouble sleeping. The things that bother you during the day, the things that bother you about your relationships with your spouse, your relationships with your children, your relationships with your parents. How you bring peace in those relationships isn't to manufacture it. It isn't just to pick yourself up one day and say, I'm going to be a better spouse, son, daughter, or father, or mother. How it happens is to live in forgiveness. To live and say, you know what? I'm going to be in this relationship with you, my wife, my husband, my son, daughter, my mom, dad. And I'm going to mess up. I'm going to mess up really, really good at times. But here's the thing. I'm going to live at peace in this relationship because I know there's forgiveness. I know there's forgiveness. Pastor Matthew Harrison, now president of the Missouri Synod, tells the story of how one day he was working in his garage and his two sons had been up the hill and they came riding down on their bikes and they were trying to beat one another into the driveway, you know. And the one that was in the back end who wasn't going to win decided if he wasn't going to win, neither was his brother. So he took the front wheel of his bike and hit his brother's bike. Well, as you might imagine, they both went tumbling along. And the one boy had some cuts and scrapes and bruises and things. And the other boy, the one that actually caused the accident, was sitting on the curb. And Pastor Harrison came running out. And And mom took care of the first boy, and Pastor Harrison was seeing to the second. And he was just about to really let him have it as he told the story of, yeah, I did it, when they realized his arm was broke. And so they got into the car and they began to go to the hospital. And Pastor Harrison said he was just angry. He was worried about his son, but he was just angry that he would have done this stupid thing of taking his wheel and driving it into his brother's bike. And so he was ranting and raving at him. He says, and you know you're going to miss baseball season too. And the boy cried even more. I just can't believe you did this. And the boy cried even louder. And finally the boy said, but Dad, do you forgive me? Cut him to the heart, you know. Right to the heart. Of course I forgive you. There was silence in the car for a few minutes. And then Pastor Harrison said, son, I'm sorry I yelled at you. Will you forgive me? I forgive you, Dad. We don't speak peace because we don't speak forgiveness. We are Christians who come and build churches, build cathedrals on the notion of forgiveness, but we keep it as this kind of clinical, generic thing that is out there, and we don't speak it in our families. We don't speak it one-on-one. We don't speak it to our spouses. It isn't enough just to say, I'm sorry. If you want peace in your marriage, speak forgiveness. Speak forgiveness that Christ gives. God gives forgiveness from above to you, and he gives it to you not as a gift that you're supposed to just hold in, it's mine, but he gives you forgiveness that you might speak it to those around you. Speak it to sons and daughters, fathers and mothers, wives and husbands who have wronged us, and receive it. Forgiveness is that which brings peace. You want peace from above? It's found here at a cross. It's found in the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's found in the love of God that is given to you from above. It's not going to be found here. It's not going to be found within yourself. And it's not going to be found by anything you can manufacture or do or impose. It must be given. And thank God he gives it. Today we begin this journey, this four-week journey to remembering Christ's first coming, to remembering that peace that passes all understanding which came in a manger in Bethlehem. We begin this journey and we celebrate that God would give us peace, that he would speak forgiveness into our lives. God be with us, that he speaks it into our lives. We echo it into the lives of others, that they too may know Christ, that they too may have peace from above. To him be the glory, now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now the peace which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.